Blog Talk Radio.
Shirley Caesar and Anthony Hamilton, "It's All Right, It's Okay." And certainly we need to know on this Saturday afternoon that whatever you're going through, that it's all right, it's okay, because God will certainly make a way. Whatever you're going through, God will bring you out. A long time ago, we used to say, never let life troubles get you down. When life troubles or when life problems come your way, lift your hands up high and say, hallelujah. Anyhow, and certainly it is a time for us to just lift our hands and say hallelujah anyhow, because of all that is going on in the world, in our communities, in our neighborhoods, in the country, in the state house, in the White House, in the mayor's house, in the governor's house. The world is in trouble, and we need to know and let others know that Jesus Christ is the answer for the world today. Once again, you can, it's Saturday, at the 1 p.m. hour. And we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. encouraging those that are down and out, those that are lost, those that have been ostracized, those that have been criticized, those that have been oppressed. We want you to know that the devil is already defeated and that God reigns and he rules and he super rules and he's still on the throne. And there is no greater person, no greater being than God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Once again, every Saturday, tune in, www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. You can reach us on Instagram at Global Gospel. We're on Facebook at Global Gospel. We're on Twitter at Global Gospel. So certainly we're out there on social media. Like us on our page or any one of those pages. If you need to write us, you can write us at 31 Hempstead, New York, zip code 11550. If you need to reach us by telephone, you can call us at 516-481-3187 and leave us a message. We will get back to you. You can email us at globalgospel17@gmail.com. And certainly we want to remind you that if you so desire to call in and shout us out on Saturday while we're live in studio, you can always call us at 619-924-0800, and we will open up the line for you. Our theme scripture here at Global Gospel is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of God should shine unto them. So the gospel is only hidden to them that are lost. The gospel is plain, it's simple, it is good news, it is the power of God unto salvation. The gospel, it can reach anybody, whatever state you're in. Whether you're rich, whether you're poor, whether you're black, whether you're white, you're yellow, you're green, whatever your race, creed, color, or nationality, the gospel is there for you. The gospel tells about the life, the birth, the life, the death, and the resurrection of our Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ, how he came to set all the captives free, how he came to bring deliverance, how he came to bring salvation, how he came to bring healing, how he shed his blood for the remission of our sins. And the Bible lets us know that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Before you were even born, before your mother or your father met each other, Christ had already died for you. He had already died for our sins because he knew that we would be born into sin and that we would be shaped in iniquity. He knew that when we would do right, evil is always present. And he knew that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he knew that he came to deliver us out of them all. And today, on this afternoon, that know that he is our high priest. God bless you. On this afternoon, we are going to, we want everyone to make sure that you have your young people tuned in, to your teenagers, to the young adults, to those middle-aged parents, guardians. We just want everyone to tune in because we have something special lined up for all our young people. And we also want to shout out all of our listeners, our listeners here in the United States, in the North, South, East, and the West, our listeners in Canada, Norway, Germany, South Africa, and Barbados. And we encourage you to continue to listen and tell your family, friends, and your neighbors, spread the word that on Saturday afternoons from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., the good news is there. There is an uplifting word. There is some information that can inspire you or encourage you. There are some life lessons that are being learned. I would just like to read, share on this afternoon, a particular and familiar passage of Scripture, and that would simply be coming from the book of Ecclesiastes, and it comes from the 12th chapter. And I will begin reading at verse 1 of the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12. And it simply says this. It reads on, the word of God reads on this wise. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them, while the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. In the days when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened, and the door shall be shut in the streets when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of the music shall be brought low. Also when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and the fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go ahead about the streets. That was Ecclesiastes 12, 1 through 6. And we just want you to stay tuned. And after we take a break, we will be hearing from our very special guest on this afternoon. Once again, all of our young people, please join in, listen, stay tuned, and be blessed. Our number here is 619-924-0800. This song simply says, I believe, Jonathan Nelson, and we will be back with our very special. She keeps a very extensive schedule, so we are delighted that she took a few minutes out of her day to share with us. So how was your week?
You make me sound so busy. I'm really not that busy. I'm not that important. Trust me.
We're all important.
So tell us our listeners a little. Okay.
Privilege just for you to ask me to come on and spend some time with you for the day. I'm so grateful just for you. So thank you.
Thank you. So tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
As you stated, I am an associate minister at the Bethany Baptist Church in Jamaica, Queens, New York, under the leadership of Craig Scott Brown, Sr. There I serve in conjunction with some other leaders in our youth ministry. We work as a team. I'm also over our youth praise dancers, and I help wherever Pastor tells me to help. Amen, because that's what we do. President of Maggie B. Green Youth and Young Adult Department of Eastern Baptist Association, the best association this side of heaven. Our moderator is the Reverend Gilbert Pickett, Sr., and I'm excited about the work that Maggie B. Green is doing. I'm excited that we have already jump-started this year with some new, fresh ideas and just moving along in youth and young adult ministry. I'm excited about it.
Right, and I'm certainly excited too, because sometimes youth and young adult ministry gets neglected, and so it's good to see that somebody is on the case and on the job, and somebody is concerned about the young people. So, Minister Allen, working with young people, what are some of the issues that you've seen or that you have to face or that have come to your knowledge and your attention?
I think a major part of the problem is the fact that youth and young adults of this generation don't necessarily feel like there's a place for them. I think when we were coming up in church, we aspired to serve alongside those adults in ministry. So if your mom or your grandmother ushered, you wanted to be, if you're full or deacon, and I'm gonna be in church, and for what we saw in a sense is, but this generation is happening via social.
We're having a little bit of technical difficulty. Can you just say that again about this generation? Okay, we are going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Byron Cage, good anyhow.
God is good. The world needs to know how good God is. Is there anybody here that knows that the Lord is absolutely, positively good? Psalm 106 says, praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. The 107th Psalm says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. The psalmist David says, I will bless the Lord at all.
We had a little technical difficulty. We are back with Minister Allen.
I'm so sorry. I am driving, and this highway won't allow me a chance to pull over, so I may have lost service. Please forgive me for that.
So we were saying that the young people of yesterday, or our particular generation, aspired to be who they saw in front of them, such as their parents or grandparents.
Yeah. And even myself, not necessarily growing up in church, when I was a teenager and my friends would invite me to church, just seeing their excitement is really what led me to go, you know, and ultimately confessing Christ and being baptized and becoming active in the church. It was the norm, because all of us did it. But now,
right,
there's so much happening. It's hard just being an African-American young person in today's society, period. So
period.
In order to grasp their attention, it's almost like what you're doing has to be relevant to their life at the moment. And if you don't stay relevant, you're going to lose them because they just, the traditionalism sometimes, they just can't get with it. And it's just not the way that God gave it to them. And so they slowly leave or, you know, they're halfway in and halfway out. And or they're there, but not really there. They haven't given their heart to God. They haven't really surrendered. And that's an even bigger problem, I think, than them not coming, because how could we have them there and they still not be in relationship?
This is true. That I mean, somebody has missed the mark, or, you know, somebody has missed the purpose that or reason that they are there. And it actually can lead to other problems in other areas of life, you know. So it is important that we do remain relevant. And so, as you said, like, personally speaking, so as a young person, you know, we saw all this going on in front of us. And how did you make that transition to answer your particular call to ministry?
The one thing I always tell people about my testimony is I'm grateful, and this may sound crazy to some, but I'm grateful that I wasn't brought up in church. And
okay.
I'm grateful because when I got around to realizing that I was called to preach and to ministry, I was able to see the other side of things. I was able to see where I had been and where God had brought me. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
So not experiencing the whole weight of coming to church and hearing the word of God, and I know to some that may sound crazy, but by the time I was around 18 or 19, I had done it. I partied with my friends and, you know, done the whole high school hangout, all of that stuff, and saw my friends, some get lost to gun violence, and saw some of them even become drug addicted or have children at an early age. I had seen so much as a young person that by the time I really came around to the knowledge of God, it was like, man, this is what he could do. You know, it was right. he could have not kept me, you know, he could have not covered me, but he chose to for the time that I didn't even know. You know, I didn't even know what was happening, but this is what
right.
he chose to do. And I think that that's, for me, what helped a lot in giving myself over to him, because I knew the other side of it, and I knew that, listen, I didn't want no parts of that.
Right. Right. So what would you say to someone that is actually on the other side of that and they haven't actually found their way to God yet?
I do my best to present God to people where they are.
Mm-hmm.
So in witnessing to a young person who's like, listen, you know, I'd rather be on a corner, or I'd rather be somewhere doing anything but this. I try to explain to them, imagine your life without, imagine your life without your parents. You know that your parent watches over you and makes sure you eat and has everything to the best of their ability. But a life without God is like not having your parents and not having anyone else to look out for you. And in terms of our dependency sometimes on people will keep us from coming into relationship with God. So we'll say that I don't need church because I go here, or I don't need to hear the word because someone so encourages me or does this or does that. But it's like just not having a covering. It's just being out here just by yourself, no parents, nothing. No one to care about you in the wilderness.
Right.
And I try to present it that way because for young people, a lot of the time, the best way for them to grasp things is with the people that are closest to them. Because they haven't experienced, a lot of them haven't experienced much. Sometimes you have to make it relational to the people that are closest to them in order for them to really understand. So I try to tell them, imagine not having this, imagine not having that. Imagine the one who can give you all of that. Now imagine not having him.
The provider.
And trying to survive.
Right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm listening.
Go ahead.
Hello? I'm sorry. I hope my phone didn't go out again.
Okay.
Yeah, I think a lot of the time it's in presentation and not necessarily what we say. A big part of it is what we say, but an even larger part is how we say it and how we present it.
Right, because so many people, we're our generation or previous generations were more inclined to just listen to what people say. You know, people by nature are curious, and young people especially are curious. So it's hard to tell somebody, don't do this, don't do that, because when you tell somebody not to do that, what is the first thing they do? They do what you told them not to do.
Exactly, not to do.
Right.
And there are so many avenues. For, you know, in working with young people, it blows my mind how I feel like every school year, at the beginning of every school year, I figure out a new way in which they're communicating and how they're putting themselves out there. I thought at one point it was just, you know, YouTube and stuff, and then to talk to them, and they're like, oh, no, we can do this on Musical.ly, and we can do this on Snapchat, and we can do this on Kick, and we can do... I'm like, now, wait a minute. And if I put on my headset, I can talk to someone across the world while I'm playing my game. And I'm like, now, hold on. There are so many different avenues for them to be subjected to so many things.
Right.
And I think that that's what we have to realize as well.
We have to use the available resources that they're familiar with, as you said, because there's so much. Now you mentioned your career. So what is exactly that do you do as for a profession outside of ministry?
I am a director for an after school program and summer camp.
Okay, how does that relate to your ministry within the church?
Because the reality is our kids aren't with us all day. You know, and I don't have any biological children, but I have children, you know.
Right.
Our kids aren't with us all day. And who your child is in school is not who your child is in that usher uniform. So, that is not who's singing on the youth choir. I'm going to tell you
that's
that
scary.
Right now.
That's scary.
And I know because how many times have, I can tell you, oh my goodness, case and point. So, I work in a middle school. We vend out of a middle school. And there's a young man there, and he came into my after school, and he was a terror. Let me explain something to you. He was a terror, and I was like, oh, this little boy think I'm a joke. So maybe two Sundays later, I look up in the balcony at Bethany, and who's sitting there but this little boy? He looked down and saw me in that pulpit. If he could have disintegrated into the pew, he would have, because he knew how he acted in school.
Wow.
And you sitting in church now, your grandmother standing on the door. So afterwards, he went to his grandmother, and he was like, oh, my goodness, that's the lady that's over my after school. So his grandmother, who I knew, came to me and said, you know my grandson? And I said, yes, I know him very well. And she was cracking up laughing. I said, I don't know who this little boy is sitting here with this button-down shirt and a tie all neat and proper. I don't know him. So I'm saying all that to say that it allows me to relate to them because I'm with them every day.
Right.
You know, I know what you present in church, and I know who you are out of church. I know what's interesting to you at the moment, because that's what you present in the school hallways, in the cafeteria.
Right.
It is what it is, and it allows me to be more hands-on, because I'm not looking for them to be this little perfect little Christian who just comes and serving God. That's not what I'm looking for. I want you to use your ministry gifts however God gave it to you.
Right.
So you don't think, oh, I can't do nothing, and that's why, you know, I'm frustrated, or all I can do is usher, or all I can do is this. No, that's not all you can do, because I see your gifts and talents in the school shows, when you're singing and when you're dancing and when you're choreographing and when you're doing all of that.
Right.
So it allows me to really be more hands-on and ask some really hard questions to them and present some really hard topics that we're not talking about in the church.
That's true.
Because
we do, we do omit so many things. The practical things of life get omitted, and it's important, like you, as you kind of alluded to, that you have to be able, the adult as well as the young person has to be able to create a balance in their life. Like, you know, you don't have to be a different person in school and then a different person when you get to church. There's something, it should be some type of stability or balance in your life that allows you to at all times, instead of, you know, putting on a front for your parents or your pastor or your youth leader, and then going to school or wherever in the street with your friends.
A plum hole.
Right. That's a good way to say it. Because it happens.
Yes.
Happens. So and that's actually learning hypocrisy, you know, and that's not a good place to be, because when you get older, it just grows and it spirals out of control, and then you have no control of who you are at some point. So, you know, it is, I've worked with young people before too, in a school and group homes, and you know, and a lot of times people feel like, and I know it's a touchy subject, but a lot of times people feel like medication is the answer, and medication isn't always the right answer. I understand that people do have medical issues, and you do need, I'm not taking away the effectiveness of medication, because, you know, God gives us common sense. So, you know, if you need medicine for something, your child, you know, if your child needs medicine for something. But a lot of times, and what I experienced, I was working with an older population, and the young people, they get their medication and everything like this. And then they go out the house when it's time to go out, and they smoke weed, and they come back, and, you know, and it just makes them crazy. And, you know, and you try to talk to, you know, supervision, like, okay, this is not working here. You can't medicate the child and the child have marijuana at the same time. This, something has
you
to get.
You can't do it.
We need a holistic approach.
And it's funny that you would even say that, because we don't even want to deal with the drug aspect in church. But just this week, they found a vape pen on the person of a sixth grader.
Wow.
I have a sixth graders are 10 going on 11 or 11 going on 12. And he had a faith pit.
Wow. I missed that
story. And these are things. Oh, no, it's common. This happens a few times throughout the school year.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah. It's a common thing. And again, you said it. We don't really deal with different things like that. And with the giving them the medication, our kids are so smart that they have outsmarted us. So much so, I have a young man, and he's such a sweet young man. He's so smart. Academically, he's a little challenged, but you give him something technological, and he can figure it out literally a matter of minutes. We knew he was on because when we take in kids, you know, they have IEPs and things of that nature. So we knew what his situation was. We knew that he was on a medication for several things. And when we noticed that his behavior began to spiral, we, contacted his AP and called mom and different things like that. So long story short, he had learned to fool his mother into thinking he was taking his medicine. So, and at the time he was in sixth grade. So, 11 years old, he was supposed to be taking this medicine before he went to school every morning. He would take it, he would hide it under his tongue, show his mom that he had taken it, so she thought, and then when he left out of the house, he would throw it in the garbage.
Wow.
So, there's so much to be said for how we govern them and how we expose them to things. And that goes back to what you say when you said the topics that we deal with sometimes, and I know it's hard, but we gotta show them where these different avenues could lead, because curiosity killed the cat, and they dibble and dabble, and you want to do what their friends are doing, and the peer pressure of it will lead them down a road that they'll think they can't recover from.
Right, right. That's very true. So we have to stay a step ahead at all times, or at least try to stay a step ahead and at least be aware.
Do our best to.
And, think outside of the box. Don't live like I can't be affected by a situation, because any situation can affect anybody at any given point in time. You know, no one is exempt from trouble or trials or tribulation. So we have to, be realistic about what's going
Absolutely.
On in our surroundings because,
And be visible. Be visible
right.
for them.
Right.
Don't just reprimand them when they mess up, but be visible in their accomplishments.
That's true.
Encourage them. Be there. I don't care if it's a football game, a basketball game, an awards assembly, whatever it is it takes for you to be there and show up for them, that means so much.
It does. It makes a difference to let them know that someone does care. And a lot of times,
yeah.
And with the social media age and, the peer pressure on social media and everyone trying to line up to a certain type of image or everyone trying to be accepted, it's hard. It goes beyond just hanging around people, but, the young people are glued to their phones all day and, they're seeing things and they're hearing things. And it has to be monitored because it can spiral out of control, and then we hear about, they're committing suicide and things like that just because of something someone said or done. So it is important that we remain watchful. I want to take a break, and then I'm going to come back and let you shout out whoever you want to shout out and give your closing remarks or opinion on this Saturday afternoon. The song simply says, Joy for Sean Mitchell. Our number here in studio is 619-924-0800. Our special guest is Minister Kania Allen. She is the president of the Maggie B. Green Youth Department of Eastern Baptist Association of New York Incorporated, and she is also an associate minister at the Bethany Baptist Church in Jamaica. And after this selection, we'll be right back, and she's going to give us something to think about as we go in, as we conclude this week and go into next week and go back to deal with our young people.
Freedom, though you captured me, I've got joy instead of mourning. There's beauty in my brokenness. I've got true love instead of pain.
That's freedom, though you captured me.
Freedom, though you captured me.
I've got joy.
I've got joy instead of mourning.
You give me joy
down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul.
Yes, you give me joy
down deep in my soul. Down deep.
Minister Allen, who would you like to shout out on this Saturday afternoon?
Let me shout out all the youth and young adults of Maggie B. Green, Eastern, all over our Empire State, actually. I'm excited about them. I love y'all. Love y'all. The youth and young adults of Bethany, I love y'all.
Amen. Do you have any upcoming events that you'd like to let everyone know about that Maggie B. Green is maybe doing something?
So since you asked, tomorrow evening, well, night actually, we're doing our young adult meetup. We're convening at Foxley's Restaurant in Roscoe Center for our monthly young adult meetup. We're just trying to come together. We're going to chat and chew a little bit. We're introducing our fishbowl chats. So what's going to happen is you can anonymously place a topic, something on your heart, a question you might want to ask. We're going to put those in a fishbowl, and we're just going to pick at random, and let's just talk a little bit. We also, the following week, we'll have our fall revival. That Thursday and Friday, October 18th and 19th, beginning at 7 p.m. on that Thursday and 7:30 on that Friday. We'll be at the Community Baptist Church of South Ozone Park. And we're excited because we have revamped it a little this year. So on that Thursday, there is no one on the program that is over the age of 17. Our young people will be in action and motion and moving in ministry, and we're excited about that. And on that Friday night, our young adults will go forth, and our preacher will be Minister Oliver Jordan, who just so happens to be my vice-at-large for Maggie B. Green. He's going to give us a word from on high, and we're excited. We're excited about our fall revival. Excited.
That is great. We look forward to that fishbowl meetup. We look forward to fall revival. And so we encourage everyone to certainly come out and support. And that's a great thing that you said no one under 17 is on program. So we do need to get our young people involved. And that's a great thing when young people are involved, and especially when they enjoy doing what they do. Before we conclude our afternoon, what is something that you would like to leave us with on this afternoon?
If I could leave you with anything, it's simply our young people matter, and we have to do a better job. better job at making them feel like they matter and like they have a place. So the next time you want to write a young person off, the next time you want to give up, the next time they mess up, just remember that just like someone thought you mattered, they matter too.
I think that is well put, that, you know, we matter and everyone matters. And it is important that we encourage one another and keep one another encouraged, because it's so easy to get discouraged in this world, in this walk, in this life, just because there's so many things coming at us, the daily pressures of life. And, you know, life happens, and we certainly have to know how to deal with and know that there is a higher power in Christ that we can turn to, even when we can't, you know, turn to each other or those people that should be there to help us. But once again, Minister Allen, we thank you for sharing with us, taking time out of your busy schedule to share with Global Gospel on this afternoon, because we are just
thank you.
Trying,
thank you for the invitation.
Thank you. We are just trying to get the message out to everyone. And, you know, this is another means, like you said, we can reach people around the world. You know, we're not limited to the four walls of our church. We're not limited to our geographic locations. So before you go, I just would like for you to offer a word of prayer for our listeners on this afternoon.
Absolutely. Father, we thank you and we bless you, for this is the day that you have made. We are rejoicing and exceedingly glad about it. God, we thank you for new grace and new mercy that you've given us today, oh God. Father, we thank you even for the opportunity to come together, oh God, in this form and in this way, Father. I pray even now, Lord, that you would bless each and every listener, oh God. I pray that you would bless the ministry of Global Gospel as a whole. Let you be in the center of it, God. Father, bless Reverend Townsend. Bless all those that work with him. Bless each and every listener. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we bless you. Amen.
Amen. Once again, thank you. God bless you. And let everyone know that, you know, they can still listen in if they missed you on this afternoon. All our shows are archived. All they have to do is log on, or if they click a link on social media, they can hear words of encouragement. But once again, you have been listening to Global Gospel, and our guest is Minister Kania Allen. And we are going to be here for a few more minutes in studio with playing some gospel music. Thank you, Minister Allen. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bless you.
What will change my life? Take me to the King. I don't have much.
Certainly, we need to know who the King of Kings is, who the Lord of Lords is. That is Jesus Christ, the stone that the builders rejected, the bright and the morning star, the fairest of 10,000. We need to know that we can go to the King. We need to know that we have a high priest, and he's touched by the feeling of our infirmities. We know that we can go beyond the veil because Christ died for us. And when he died, the veil of the temple was rent. And that simply means to us that there's no middleman. We don't have to go to the priest. We don't have to confess our sins to the priest. But the Bible declares that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. And no man goeth to the Father except through him. So we can go to God the Father through Jesus Christ, our elder brother. And what is his name? His name is Jesus. Todd Delaney said, "Your great name." Listen in and be blessed. Once again, you are listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. We are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. And we are coming down to the close of the hour. Our special guest and special thanks to Minister Kania Allen of the Maggie B. Green Youth Department, who has shared with us how she works with young people and things that we should be aware of when we're working with young people and how we should try to stay ahead of them, because we know that the devil has a trick that he has not tried. And even if he had tried it on somebody else, perhaps he didn't try it on you yet. So we have to make sure that we are in a right relationship with God so we are able to handle life's situations. For the songwriter declares that surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and the noisome pestilence. And certainly there's a snare out there that will get you. If it doesn't kill you, a snare just traps you up and puts you in a predicament and a situation. And so stay tuned. Your great name, Todd Delaney.
Power in the name of Jesus. Power in your something happens when we call the name of.
Jesus. Demons tremble at the name Jesus. There is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved but at the name of Jesus. I feel things change when I call Jesus. And I challenge you on this week coming up that when something goes wrong or something is not to your liking or something happened that you can't change, just call on the name of Jesus. No other name under heaven can save you but the name of Jesus. And if we call on him in the day of trouble, he will deliver you. Remember, as we leave on this afternoon, that you've been listening to Global Gospel, certainly tune in next week from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. And certainly there will be a message for you. Listen to our show from the beginning immediately following this because it is archived. And remember, next week, just call on the name of Jesus, because Andre Crouch said it, Jesus is the answer for the world today. God bless you. Have a blessed next week. Have a blessed afternoon. And continue to serve the Lord. Continue to seek him while he may be found, and call on him while he is near. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there is no other. Jesus is the way. God bless you and good afternoon.
Above him there's no other.
Above him there's no other.
But Jesus is the way.
Praise the Lord right where you are.